Well, I was reading the other day that a couple had been married for 40 years. 40 years, and they were celebrating their 60th birthdays. And during the celebration, a fairy appeared and said that because they have been such a loving couple all those years, she would give each one wish. Everybody say one wish. Think about it, what it would be for you. You ever think of that? You ever just let your mind go crazy? If I found a genie in a bottle and I was to ask one wish, what it would be? Just one wish is all you get. And if I could have the opportunity for one wish. So, but this loving couple, they begin to think, and the fairy said, I'll give you one wish. And the wife, she said, I know what I'll do. She said, I wanted to travel around the world. So the fairy, she waved her wand, and boom, all of a sudden, all the tickets to the places she wanted to visit was in her hands. Next, it was the husband's turn. He paused briefly for a moment, and then he said shyly, well, I'd like to have a woman 30 years younger than me. The fairy, she picked up her wand, and she waved it. She said, boom, all of a sudden, the man was 90 years old right then. And all the women in the house said, amen, amen for that. So, and I want you to keep this man in mind here this morning. I want you to keep his story in mind of what happened to him. But I begin to think about something. I begin to think about a blank check. I've never been given a blank check, and I certainly wouldn't give you a blank check, all right, and tell you just to, you fill in the amount of what you need. It's never happened, and you probably wouldn't do that to me. Come on, right? So just to say, you fill in wherever the need is, whatever you want, you fill it in. I mean, that's kind of a ludicrous thought there, you know, to be able to just cut a check, write a check, and fill it in however you want to, but it doesn't mean much for someone to write you a blank check if you don't know how much money is in their account to back that check up. And I begin to think about that. Now, this morning, we're still on a study. I like series, and we're still on a small miniature series of talking about the abundant life. 2 weeks ago, we came in and talked about fake news, and talked about believing news that you can believe the word of God, or you can believe the news from the enemy, and it's a choice. But in order to have an abundant life and to live in abundance of God, then you've got to live according to what this book says and not according to what the enemy is filling in your mind. So then last week, the Holy Ghost had a different way and a different direction, and so we just let him do what he needed to do last week. But this morning, I want to come in, I want to continue on talking about the abundant life. And I begin to think about the blank check, or a blank check, and to think about how important, what would it be like to get a blank check? It really would not benefit you much unless you know that the person that signed their name to that check can back that check up. It really wouldn't benefit you a lot. All right. So the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness. Everybody say the fullness. The fullness thereof. So what I'm saying to you this morning is simply this. Saints of God, he owns it all. He owns everything you can. He owns everything in the bank. He owns everything outside the bank. He owns everything. He owns it all. There is nothing on this earth that does not belong to God. And you've got to get a hold of that in your mind, because the moment you begin to think that what I have is because of the work that I've done, then you'll never live in the abundance of life. You'll never live in the abundance of God's blessing. The moment you start taking credit and saying, look what I've done, and look what I've created, and I don't need God's help. But I want to tell you something. There's something about when you give God credit and saying, God, everything that I have belongs to you, God. The very breath in my body, it belongs to you, God. The worship that bubbles up in my heart, it belongs to you, God. The praise that is tingling on the edge of my tongue, it belongs to you, God. Everything that I have, it is all of God's. There's nothing on this earth that doesn't already belong to him. Amen? The Bible says in John 15, 7, though, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you. It says you can ask anything you want and it will be granted. Just like a genie in a bottle, baby. I mean, I can find me a bottle, I can rub it, a genie pops out, get one wish, whatever you want. And that's what a lot of people think. That's exactly the way people think sometimes. We've been talking about the abundant life and what it means to a believer. Someone said, well, I want to live the abundant life that you've been talking about, Pastor. So we should ask ourselves this morning. We've got to stop and ask ourselves before we continue on. Does John 15, 7, is it a part of my life? Am I living up to John 15, 7? Does it operate in me? Not the last part of the verse, because listen, here's where we all like John 15, 7. We all love the scripture in John 15, 7, the latter part. That says this, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted to you. We go around in life and we're thinking, well, all I've got to do is ask God for it. God said he's going to get, listen, we're even so crazy sometimes we tell people that. We even feed them a halfway theology sometimes. That we actually tell people, well, listen, all you got to do is ask and God's going to give it to you. His word says that. Stop and read the whole scripture. Stop and read the previous parts here. Well, God's not giving me what I wanted. Listen, it's because you've got to go back and read the whole scripture. Read the whole scripture. So the last part is this. You ask anything you want, it'll be granted unto you. But the first part of it says, if you remain in me and my word in you. If you remain in me and my word remains in you. See, your remaining in him pertains to your relationship with Jesus. I've always said it and I'll say it again. The mentor in my life has always spoke this into me. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. If you ever think and say, well, I've got religion, but you don't have relationship, you're missing something in life. You're missing the whole boat. Thinking, well, I know of Jesus, but the question is, do you have Jesus? Do you have that relationship with Jesus? So you remaining in him pertains to your relationship with him. My words, the Bible says in John 15, 7, my words remaining in you. That pertains to what value you place on his word in your life. What value do you place on his word in your life? See, we all love the idea of a blank check being written to us from God. We all love that. I mean, the Bible even tells us that he owns the 1,000 hills and the cattle upon it. Hey, mama want a new Cadillac. God grant it. God do it. I need this. God, you said you'll do it. Back up. If you remain in me and my word in you. See, that's the part we've got to get a hold of. A lot of people love, God, write me a blank check. God, I need a blank check from you. Listen, let me ask you a question. A blank check, what if, how many of us would write God a blank check? How many of us would write God a blank check? A blank check from our checking account. How many of us would write God a blank check from, listen, our calendar? How many of us would write God a blank check of our talents and our gifts and our abilities? How many of us would write God a blank check of love for other people? A check that says, use this part of me, God, however you need to. And it's good, you can cash it in. How many of us would feel comfortable doing so? Luke chapter 6, verse 38, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it shall be measured to you again. We love the idea of God giving us a blank check. But what about us giving God a blank check back to Him? For with the same measure that you use it shall be measured to you again. See, God in His Word makes unbelievable promises to us. All through the Scriptures here, you can read promises of God. That I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll bless you and I'll open up doors and I'll open up windows and I'll pour blessing upon you and your barns will be overflowing. I mean, over and over and over again throughout the Scriptures. You see how God wants to bless you. Promises that most people can't believe for their lives. But God is saying, if you want to live the abundant life, I want to bless you. I want to do something great in your life. I want to blow your mind. I want you to wake up every morning anticipating, what else am I going to do in your life? See, that's living in the abundant life. But this is why faith is so hard to find in people sometimes. Because God says, ask anything in my name and it shall be done for you. People can't have that kind of faith. And this is why the first part of John 15, 7, it says this, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Church, this is why coming to church is so important. This is why being in church is so important. This is why preaching is so important. You know, I look around here this morning and I see moms and dads, fathers and mothers, and I see single folks here this morning. I see some of you come by yourself this morning. I see some of you got your whole family, just you and your spouse are with you this morning. I see grandparents here that made sure that their sons and daughters and their grandkids are here in church with you this morning. You're doing a good job. That's great. Give yourselves a hand, a pat on the back here this morning. Really? Give yourselves a pat on the back this morning. All right? Listen, that's great. What's going to happen? You're going to pass something on to the next generation from our Heavenly Father that will help them in their lives. You're doing good. But I want you to understand Romans 10, 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it's important to hear God's word. It's important to have God's word in our lives. Not just to know it from somebody else, but for you to know it personally, to have it in your heart. Hearing the word of God is necessary, folks, in our lives. If we're going to be able to receive from God the things that we ask of Him, the Bible says, if my words remain in you. If my words remain in you. So in other words, God offers to us a blank check in many ways in our lives. God is offering. He's saying to you that I'll give you a blank check. You can take it to the bank. It's good. But first of all, you have to abide in me and my word has to remain in you. You've got to know me. On a personal level, you've got to have that relationship with me, but you have to understand that there are some conditions attached. Yeah, there's some conditions that are attached to that blank check that God is wanting to give you. There's some responsibility connected to that blank check. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, God gives wisdom, God gives knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. Well, God, I want this in my life. But wait a minute. You're only wanting God's blessing in your life without the relationship with Him? God says, no, it does not work like that. And this morning, I feel like we're going back to the basic steps to get us to understand something. It is sad, but so many Christians get so upset when things aren't working out in their lives. I'm talking about church people tonight, today. They get so upset when things that they've been praying for and asking God for, when it's not working out the way they want it in their lives. But God, you said, God, what about that blank check? God, what about the blessing that you're going to pour? And so they blame God because the blank check isn't being honored. Hey, God, what about that? Ask what you will thing. God, where are you at now? But listen, we forget so quickly. We forget we have a responsibility in this. It's kind of dumbed down a little bit now that we realize this. It's not all about the magical genie in a bottle that we can do whatever we want to do. Listen, you've got a responsibility in receiving the blessings from God. So a dad said to his little son named Johnny. He said, you stay out of the streets, Johnny. You can play in the front yard, but don't you go near the road. Stay out there, Johnny. I'm keeping an eye on you. Johnny, do you hear me? Stay out of the road. He looks out there and little Johnny's playing in the yard and he's minding his dad. He's doing what his dad tells him to do. And then all of a sudden, dad looks out there again. And sure enough, Johnny's already crossed the road. Cars are weaving around Johnny. Cars are having to stop because Johnny didn't listen to his dad. Johnny thinks it's more fun to play basketball in the road than he did in his driveway in the front yard. And so little Johnny begins to go out there. And little Johnny comes in all of a sudden. And little Johnny tells his dad, he says, Dad, he said, I want a popsicle, Dad. You promised me a popsicle if I will stay out of the road, if I'll stay in the yard. And listen, let me ask you something. What kind of dad would he be if he just went ahead and broke the promise to little Johnny and just go ahead and gave Johnny a popsicle? What kind of dad would he be if he just turned around and said, you know what, Johnny, I told you that if you stay out of the road, you can have a popsicle when you come in, but it's okay, John. What kind of dad, what kind of father would go ahead and reward his son after he did what he told him not to do? Especially when what he told him was for his own safety. See, by giving him that popsicle, he's telling his son that he can behave any way he wants to in life, and he's still going to get rewarded. And that's the ludicrous thinking we have today to God. We think it's okay because he's my father. He's God. He's good. He's merciful. He's forgiving. So therefore I can go and do what I want to do and play in the streets. And this is why so many of our sons and our daughters are confused in this generation. Here's what I know. If I'm messing up spiritually, I have no right to claim the promises of God until I repent and I seek his repentance and I lean upon his grace. I've got no right to expect God to bless me until there's a time of repentance in my heart, asking God to change me, asking God to forgive me. Is this okay, church? There's no way I can go to God. Little Johnny would have, the best thing he would have done would have went to his dad and said, Dad, I messed up. I know you said don't get in the road, but Dad, I'm sorry I got in the road. Whatever I need to do to get your forgiveness, I'm sorry, Dad. In our lives, sometimes we live however we want to live. We go back to the streets, so to speak, and we play in the streets. And I better not expect God. You better not expect God to be cashing whatever check I won't cash that day. See, God's word has so many promises attached to the blank check. He says, I'll do this. I'll bless you in this way. By what? If you are in me and my word is in you. What is that? I'll break it down to you. That's a relationship, folks. That's a relationship. He says, you can't live how you want to live and expect my blessing to be upon you. Listen, I want nothing greater. Matter of fact, I know it doesn't work like this, but I even see, I get in the altar or in my office on Sunday mornings, and I say, God, just pour out. I did it this morning. God, pour your spirit out. God, do something great. Lord, starting from this stage right here, God, touch every one of them. And I catch myself sometimes even saying, God, if they've got sin in their life, forgive them, God. Why? Because I'm so selfish. I want to experience God's blessing. I want you to experience God's blessing. Now we're looking at the people on the stage. I also pray it for you. Why? Because I'm so selfish. I want us to come into the church house and I want us to, man, I want God's power and his spirit to be real and alive and lives and hearts to be touched. I want you when you come in to say, whoop, I fear the hair on the back of my neck standing up. I feel the spirit of God in this place. I want that for you. And God wants that for you. But don't expect God's blessing on you when you're playing in the streets and disobeying God's word, disobeying what the Father has already told us. We can't live how we want to live and expect the blessing to be there, but you've got to seek repentance. If I keep going back and doing the same thing, listen, we've got to understand I am missing out on living the abundant life. I'm missing out on the blessings of God. You name it. There are promises in this book from God for you to receive for that part of your life. There is so much that we can claim and receive through his word. But you can't, if you can't say with all confidence in your life this morning that you are living the abundant life, if you can't say that, I just want you to know that you're missing out on so many incredible things today. Looking at your life and viewing your life, if you can't say that every area in my life, I'm living the abundance of God, you're missing out. It's real easy, though. It's real simple. Obey the Father's word. That's it. God, give me that check. He says, if you obey and abide in my word and my word in you, then you can ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be given unto you. Just like little Johnny. Daddy says, Johnny, stay out of the street. I'll give you a popsicle. You do what I said, you get rewarded. Same thing with God. God wants to bless you, saints. God wants to do things in your life, in your family, in your home. You're a business owner. God wants to bless you in many ways. He wants to blow your mind what you do, but it's got to go back to John 15, 7. You've got to go back to the beginning of that scripture here. I love the story of Solomon in the Bible. I'm going to close. Just, Bill, if you would just come by yourself this morning. Just Bill, come by yourself. I love the story of Solomon in the Bible. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. That God appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, ask what you wish me to give to you. And Solomon, listen, Solomon, have y'all read the scripture? So cool of Solomon. Solomon could have asked for anything he wanted. It was like God was giving him a blank check. And God was telling Solomon, Solomon, all you got to do is fill it in. Whatever you want, Solomon, I'll bless you with it. Whatever it is, Solomon could have asked for the riches. Solomon could have asked for a long life. Solomon could have asked for revenge on his enemies. He could have asked for the latest chariot with all the bells and whistles and hydraulics. He could have asked for anything he wanted. Solomon could have asked to be the famous Jerusalem idol. He could have been on the front page of all the magazines at the grocery store. He could have been this famous. But what did he choose? Here's what the scripture says. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge the people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine? Verse 9, Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding and character for the sake of the people and the community. You know, I think that request woke up some angels in heaven. I can hear Gabriel saying to Michael, did you hear that? Did you hear what this guy just asked for? Did you hear? He had a blank check from God. Did you hear what he asked? He didn't want fame or fortune or folly. What did he want? Where did this come from? Solomon, he could handle a promotion because he had wisdom. He didn't use God or the community as a means to his own end. Listen to me this morning. Too many of us these days ask for themselves first. It's all about their agenda first. It's the problem we're facing today. God, I want your blessing, but it's about me first, God. Me. God, it's Johnny. Tell me how you're going to bless me. God, tell me what you can do for me. Tell me the newest thing, the greatest thing. And I don't want any responsibilities of how I've got to live, but God, I want to be blessed. I want everything. I want the blank check. But too many of us these days, we're telling God, giving God our agenda. We're saying these words, I'll fit God in if I have time. I'll fit God in if I have time. We're saying that I'll pray. If I have time, I'll pray. I'll see God's face if I have time. I'll go to church if there's nothing else that comes up in my life. There's nothing else. Sunday fun day. There's other things I may need to do. Other things I might want to do, but if nothing else is going on, then I'll be in church. We even say, I'll tithe. I'll tithe if I got extra. If there's extra, then I'll tithe. What are we doing? We're saying, God, it's about my agenda. It's about me, God. And it's about my wants and my desires. It's about me wanting that blank check from you, God. It's about me wanting to fill it in, God, for what I need. And having no relationship with you, having no responsibilities with you, living how I want to live, but still receiving from you. Just like the man in the beginning of our message that said a crazy thing, I want a wife that's 30 years younger, then boom, he become 90 years old. But not Solomon. But look at this scripture here, look at this story. How did God respond? God responded and said, behold, I have done according to your words. I have given you a wise and discerning heart. Watch this. Get ready for this. And I've also given you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like all of your days. In other words, I'm still going to bless you for things and with things you didn't even ask for. Saints of God, listen, that's what he's wanting to do in your life this morning. He's saying, I'm going to bless you with things that you didn't even ask for. I want to give it to you just because that's what living the abundant life is. I want to bless your marriage in ways you've never even asked for. I want to bless your finances and your health. I want to do things for you just because I love you, but if I'm in you and my word abides in you, then ask anything and it shall be given to you. My question this morning is this: whatever happened first to the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Whatever happened to that? Listen, aim high, aim at the earth. And you get nothing, but you aim at heaven, and then you'll get earth thrown in. That's how God works. That's how God works, church. God has been good to us. God blesses us. I look back at my life, and I'll be honest. I look back at mine, and I say, God, I didn't deserve this. And you know what God says? You're right. You sure didn't. God, I never asked for this, God, but thank you for it.